I want to thank everyone very much for coming and to we get to learn Maseches Erevin. We have a lot of pictures that we have to consider. So I want to thank Phil, who's helped us in getting the Svarim with the pictures, Le'ili Nishmas, Yocheved Hena Bas Chaim, Yeshua Falik, and Yeshua Koach. Oh, and Shana Minzel Bas, Rabbi Chiel Hillel, Rabbi Chiel Hillel, and Rabbi Chiel Hillel Ben Rav Yaakov. And Chaim Alka Bas Zipora. That's five. So I picked up yesterday these Gemaros that have this book, Hama'or, in the back. And so we can go back and forth to look at the pictures from at the back of the Gemara, in addition to as we go through the daf. So Maseches Erevin begins with a topic that's related to carrying on Shabbos, and that is that the rabbis created laws to enable carrying in certain streets that might be confused with public streets. We know that midoraisa, biblically, as we learned in Masechta Shabbos, one of the malachos, this is based on halacha l'moshe Sinai, is that a person cannot pick up an item in a public street, carry it 6 feet, 4 amos, and put it down in the public street. Ma'avir arba amos b'rishus harabim. That's one of the prohibitions of Shabbos. What is the definition of a public street? The definition of a public street is maybe threefold, but certainly twofold. On the one hand, a public street is wide. It has to be 16 amos wide. It also has to be open on both sides. The third point, according to Rashi in the Masechta Shabbos, it also needs to have a lot of people on it. It has to have 600,000 people on it daily, just like in the Mishkan, the camp had 600,000 people, and we learn everything from the Mishkan. According to other Rishonim, it doesn't need to have 600,000 people on it. It just has to be a place where the contours of the place are hospitable to having lots of people on them. It doesn't actually have to have people on the place. It just has to be a type of place that people could gather or stand around or walk on. But the definition of a Rishus HaRabim, of a public domain, according to those who disagree with Rashi, like the Rambam, is just that it be 16 amos wide and open on each side. What happens if you have an alleyway? Now, in those days, the way they had their houses, that their houses opened up into courtyards, and their courtyards then opened up into alleyways. So if you look at the first picture here, in Hama'or Hamivu'ar, so this is the picture of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So the first picture is what is a Rishus HaRabim. So Rishus HaRabim, as you can see, is the street, which is both wide and open. And next to that, you have an alleyway. So the street is black with white in the middle. The alleyway, you have houses that open up into courtyards, and then from the courtyard there is a fence all around the courtyard. The courtyard opens up into the alleyway, the mavoi. Mavoi is the term for the alleyway. What's unique about the mavoi is no one actually lives in the mavoi. It's the alleyway. It doesn't have any houses in it. It has courtyards that open to it. The mavoi, though, actually has three walls. So it is wide enough to be a public domain. It is 16 amos wide, but it has three walls. It's not open on each side. It's not open from gate to gate. So Rashi explains that biblically, the Mavoi has the status of a private domain.
biblically you should be able to pick something up in the Mavoi and put it down in the Mavoi, carry it from one edge of the Mavoi to the other edge of the Mavoi. But the rabbis were concerned. The Mavoi is right next to the street. It's right next to the Rosh Hasharabim. And they're worried that if a person can be carrying in the Mavoi, a person might then forget and start carrying in the Rosh Hasharabim. He'll say, you know what, the Mavoi is similar to Rosh Hasharabim. It's next to the Rosh Hasharabim. It doesn't have any homes in it. It's like the Rosh Hasharabim. And someone who carries in a Mavoi will carry in a Rosh Hasharabim. So therefore the rabbi said that you're not allowed to carry items 4 amos, 6 feet, in the Mavoi, unless two things are done. Number one, all the courtyards have to contribute to setting up something that will make everyone realize we did something to enable us to carry here. So they all have to contribute food, and that food is placed in one of the courtyards. That's called the Eruv, or in the case of the Mavoi, it's called the Shituf Mivoos, the contribution of food. Putting it into one courtyard enables all of them to be considered a single unit. And then the second thing they need to do is at that fourth side of the Mavoi, they need to build either a beam that goes across, that would be a korah, that's the third picture here on the page, the bottom, a beam that goes across, a cross beam that goes across from top to top, or they have to put up a beam on the side of one of the two sides of the Mavoi, a lechi, a vertical beam. The vertical lechi actually has the status of a mechitza. It's considered a fourth wall. So they either have to put up a lechi or a korah, or their third option is to create a tzuras ha-pesach. And that, if you look to the second page in the picture book, that is picture 6. A tzuras ha-pesach is a door frame. A door frame is a post on one side and a post on the other side and a post on top of the two posts to connect them. So their options are either to make a lechi or a korah or a tzurat ha-petach, and then in addition to that they have to do the shituf mivuos to have contributions of food and put the food into one courtyard. Okay, now let's start the Mishnah, which, as is the style of the Mishnah, instead of the Mishnah introducing all these ideas, the way of Mishnayos is to start away right away with a law, detail within these ideas. What happens if the korah is too high? What happens if the opening is too wide? And then, through that, talking about these different ways of how to put the marker at the head of the Mavoi to enable you to carry within the Mavoi. So starts the Mishnah. Mavoi Shahu gavoa l'mala me'esrim ama. What happens if the Mavoi is very, very, very tall? So 20 amos is 30 feet. Let's say the korah, the crossbeam put at the top of the Mavoi, was more than 30 feet tall. It was 50 feet, 80 feet, 90 feet up in the sky. So according to the Tanakhama, now you're not going to be able to carry in such a Mavoi. Even if you did a sheet of mivuos, you can't carry. What you have to do is yimayet. You have to lower the korah. You have to lower the crossbeam. Rabbi Yudomer ain't no tzarech. Rabbi Yudomer says you don't need to lower it, even if it's very, very tall, very, very high. It's still kosher. All right. That was scenario number one. Scenario number two: harachav me'aser amos. The opening of the Mavoi is very wide. It's more wide than 10 amos. 10 amos is 15 feet. It's, let's say, 20 feet wide, 25 feet wide. So again, yema'et. He needs to reduce that size of the wide opening by putting in beams along the sides to make the opening smaller. However, im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, if the way he's fixing the front of his Mavoi is through a tzurat ha-pesach, is through a door frame, amos, even though the door frame is an opening bigger than 10 amos, he does not need to reduce the size of the door frame. Okay, so let's look now at the pictures. So going back either to the back of the Gemara or to this picture book, Hama'or, Hamavu'ar. So we have the first picture
is again the picture of a regular mavoi. There are three walls around the mavoi, and there is a street in front of the mavoi. You're not allowed to carry within the mavoi unless you have picture two. You put a lechi, either a post to fill some of that space in that third side, and you put the post next to the one of the walls. That would be considered a wall, the lechi. Or you have picture number three, you put a cross beam on top of the two sides. Or now turning to picture number four, what happens if the mavoi walls are very, very tall and the post cross beam was put at a spot higher than 20 amos at the top of these two walls? You have to lower the cross beam so that it is within 20 amos. And now you have picture number five. If the opening of the mavoi is very wide, wider than 10 amos, you have to put up ballards or poles to reduce the size and the width of the opening so that the opening is only 10 amos. However, if the way you're fixing that fourth side of the mavoi is through a tzuret ha-pesach, is through a door frame, even if the door frame is wider in its width than 10 amot, that is a kosher fixing, and now you can carry within the mavoi through the shituf mivuos. Yeah, question, Izzy. Right, in question, in picture number five, you have three posts on the right, three posts on the left. Between these posts, as Izzy points out, thank you, there's less than three tfachim, and because there's less than three tfachim, it's considered filled in. Because it's filled in, that's what, it's almost, as, it's considered as if it's all solid. All right, so that was the Mishnah, and the Gemara is first going to start by comparing this Mishnah to a Mishnah in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, and then for the rest of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss what's the source for these concepts. Now, the truth really is, we don't really need a source because it's all rabbinic. Biblically, the mavoi has three walls you could carry within it. But called the tikkun rabbanan kein d'oraita tikkun, whenever the rabbis make laws, they pattern them on the laws that they find within the Torah text. So there must have been a Torah text that would say that an opening, a pesach, can only be 20 amos tall and can only be 10 amos wide. And what's the source for that? All right, let's start with the Gemara. Tanas, we have a Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. Got a question? Baruch.
All these beams must be made out of wood, or it could be wire.
They don't have to be made out of wood. Baruch is asking if the beams have to be made out of wood. They don't have to be made out of wood.
For the
Tzurat HaPetach, the door frame, the top, the frame can be wire. For the Korah, it has to be, the word Korah means a cross beam, so it has to be something more solid than wire. It has to be something that, you know, is at least a tefach thick, as we'll see.
It could be metal.
Could be metal, yes. All right, says the Gemara, Tzanaz, we have a Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. Sukkah, Shigavol, Amal HaMesrim, Amah P'sula, Rabbi Yudah Machshu. If a sukkah, namely the schach, is taller than 20 amos, Rabbi Yudah says it's pasul. I'm sorry, Chacham say it's pasul. Can't sit in it. Rabbi Yudah says it's kashu. So the Gemara now asks a question about linguistics. Maishna, Gabi Sukkah, Tani P'sula. Why, in regards to sukkah, does the Tanakhama say above 20 amos, above 30 feet, is pasul, it's no good? And in mavui, we say that a mavui that's too high, the kor is too high, if it's above 30 feet, he should just lower it. So why do we use the nicer language of lowering in regards to Erevin? Whereas in regards to sukkah, we use the harsher language, it's just pasul. Answer the Gemara, sukkah to oraisa. Sukkah, it's a biblical law. It's a pasuk, masukah station shilas yamim, and based on the different psukim about the sukkah, l'man yedid oraseichem ki basukah sashavtis b'nei Yisrael, based on the psukim, based on the verses, we're learning this concept that it can't be more than 20 amos. So if it's a verse, that means it always was that way. It was always disqualified if it was too tall. That's why Tani Psula just says it's disqualified. But mavui is drabanan. The whole concept that you can't carry in a mavui is a rabbinic decree. So since it's all rabbinic, therefore, Tani Takanta. We don't want to use the harsh language. It was always possible. It wasn't always possible. It was a time where you could carry in a mavui without anything. We just say, it hasn't been done right. You know, if you have the korah too high, it hasn't been done right. You should lower the korah. If by the same alternative, I can tell you another answer.
even sometimes when we deal with biblical law, the nicer way to phrase it is to say, fix it. So sukkah, though, actually has three laws. One law in the Mishnah in sukkah is that if it's too tall, you have to lower it. The next law is that if it's too short, if the sukkah is less than 10 tefachim tall, you have to raise it. Then it says that if the sukkah doesn't have three walls, you have to say you'd have to add it, add a wall. Then it says if the sukkah has too much sun, you'd have to say then add tzchach. So sukkah has four laws there. Sukkah, the nefesh immediately, it has a lot of matters there. We know that you always want to teach in the most concise way. That's why pasuk v'tani psula, just that it's disqualified. Too tall, disqualified. Mavoy de lo nefesh mili, but a mavoy which you don't have so many words, tani takanta. That's why he taught ways to fix it. Okay. That answers the question of the comparison between sukkah and mavoy. And now we go to the bulk of today's daf. What is the source for the laws of our Mishnah? That if a korah is above 20 amos, you have to lower it according to the Tanna Kamma. And if the opening of the mavoy is more than 10 amos wide, you have to reduce that width, except if you're fixing the front of the mavoy with a door frame, a tzuras ha-pesach. Am Rav Yudah Marav. Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav. Chacham lo limdua elami pischo shel heichal. Rav Yehuda lo limda elami pischo shel ulam. So Rav Yudah Marav said the following. In our Mishnah, we begin with an argument. If the korah is too tall, it's more than 20 amos high, the Tanna Kamma says you have to lower it, and Rav Yudah says you don't have to. So where are they coming from? What are their sources? So Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav, their sources are the Beit HaMikdash. Throughout Masechet Eruvin, we're going to see a principle to set off an area as a Rishus HaYachid, as a private domain. You need to have mechitzot. You need to have walls. Walls set off this area, make it private. It doesn't have walls, it's not Rishus HaYachid. It's not a private domain. Now, is a wall filling up every single inch of space? No, a wall doesn't fill up every inch of space. Sometimes you have a little bit of a gap within a wall. But if you have too much of a gap, if it's too much open, it's not a wall anymore. A wall means that this is set aside. If this is open, it's not really set aside. So when you have big gaps, those are called pirtzot. You have a big gap, a pirtza, that can ruin the wall. If within the wall you have a small opening, a petach, a doorway, it's still a wall. You just have a doorway to get in and out. It's still a wall. So the question is, what is the definition of pirtza? And what is the definition of petach? How big of a gap could you still call this petach, a doorway, and say we still have walls here? Or how big of a gap do we have? We say this is already such a big gap, it's not a petach anymore, it's not a doorway. This is now a pirtza. This is now a breach. We've lost the wall. So Chacham and Rav Yehuda are both looking to a source. And the source is the Beit HaMikdash. We know in the Beit HaMikdash we had huge structures. Now in the Beit HaMikdash there were two structures. There was the Ulam, and then right behind the Ulam you had the Heichal. So if you look again in the pictures here, this is... actually, they don't have a picture of the Ulam and the Heichal in this book, but we can remember from when we learned Maseches Tamid, the Beit HaMikdash had sort of a T-shape. If you had a bird's eye view from on top of the Beit HaMikdash, it was a T-shape. The T was the Ulam, this huge, huge entranceway and the hallway. And you get past the Ulam, then there was another door to go into the Heichal. The Heichal was where you had the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach Hazav, and then you had a wall separating the Heichal from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the Holiest of Holies. So you have the Ulam, the entranceway, then the Heichal, and then behind that, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So both Ulam and Heichal have big doors. So the question is, which door defines for us the definition of a door? So I'm Rav Yudah Marav. Rav Yudah's name of Rav. Chacham lo limdu alam pischa shel heichal. The Chachamim say that just as in the Heichal, the door was 20 amos tall, for something to be a doorway can only be 20 amos tall. However, Rav Yudah lo limdu alam pischa shel ulam. Rav Yudah derives it from the opening of the ulam, the opening of that T shape in the T part, the front, the hallway.
in the front of the Heichal, which was more than 20 amos tall, and it was considered a doorway. It sounds like in the Mishnah. Pischo shel Heichal, the doorway of the Heichal, gvo esrim amos, was 20 amos tall, rachvo esper amos, and it was 10 amos wide. So if you're saying that that defines what a doorway is, then the doorways here for Hilchos Shabbos can also be 20 amos tall and 10 amos wide, but not more. However, shel ulam, the doorway of the ulam, gvo arbaim amos, was 40 amos tall, the rachvo esrim amos, and it was 20 amos wide. That's the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, no, the korah can be higher than 20 amos, because the definition of what is a doorway is not just the doorway of the heichal, it's even the doorway of the ulam, which was much higher, was 40 amos tall, and 20 amos wide. Mishnei Mikra Echad Harsha, they're all deriving this from one verse. The verse says about the Karban Shlamim, V'shachto Pesach Oel Moed, you are to slaughter the Karban Shlamim at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Rabban and Savri, so according to the Chachamim, they say, Kedushas Heichal Lechud, Kedushas Ulam Lechud. The holiness of the Heichal is not the same as the holiness of the Ulam. In the Mishkan, there was no Ulam. So when in the Mishkan, they were slaughtering the Karban Shlamim, it was at the entrance of the, what was the Heichal of the Mishkan, the Ohel Moed. The Chiksid Pesach Ohel Moed, so when it says that you have to slaughter the Karban Shlamim at the entrance of the Ohel Moed, it means a Heichal Ksiv, it means towards the entrance of the Heichal. And therefore, the Heichal defines for you what is a Pesach, what is an opening, what is an entrance. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Heichal v'ulam k'dusha achasi. Both the holiness of the Heichal and the holiness of the Ulam are the same. Chiksid Pesach Ohel Moed, so when the Torah says you slaughter the Karban Shlamim at the entrance of the Ohel Moed, it's actually referring to the entrance of the Ulam too. And the entrance of the Ulam is also considered an entrance, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to lower a korah that's more than 20 amos tall, because it's still a doorway, even if it go up to 40 amos. That's answer, explanation number one. Ibayasema, explanation number two, I could tell you, Rabbi Yehuda nami kedushas ulam l'chud kedushas heichal l'chud. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the holiness of the Ulam is not the same thing as the holiness of the heichal. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say that you could have a doorway with the top lintel being higher than 20 amos? Because the verse says, El Pesach Ulam Abayis. There's actually a verse that says, to the doorway, to the front, to the opening, that was at the Ulam of the house. So you see that even the opening of the Ulam is called a Pesach. It's not called a Pirtza, it's called a Pesach. Rabbanan, what would they say? Pesach Ulam, it would have said to the opening of the Ulam, the opening of the Ulam is called a Pesach. You'd be right, but Hashem Ksivu Pesach Ulam Habayis. What it means is Habayis HaPasuach LeUlam. To the Bayis that opens up to the Ulam, the Bayis, namely the Heichal, that is a Pesach to the Ulam. But the Ulam itself, its opening is so big, it's not even called a Pesach anymore, it's called a Pirtza. Now asks the Gemara, Baki Ksiv Hai B'Mishkan Ksiv. This whole verse, the Shachtu HaPesach Al Moed, is the Shachto, right, El Pesach Ol Moed, that's a verse about the Mishkan. So, you know, how is that going to tell us that the opening of the Ulam can be called a Pesach? So my answer is, Ashkhan Mishkan Dekri Mikdash, we know that the Mishkan was also called Mikdash, and we know that the Mikdash was called Mishkan. Zilo Temahach, if you're not going to say this, Hadam Rav Yudam Shmuel, this Rav Yudam name of Shmuel, Shlam Shashachtan Kodem Psichas Tlautzos HaHechal Psulim. If you slaughter the Karban Shlamim before they opened up the doors of the Heichal, first thing in the morning, before they opened the doors of the Heichal, that slaughtering is disqualified. Shnei, because the verse says, V'shachto, and you are to slaughter it, the Shlamim, Pesach Ol Moed, at the opening, at the gate, of at the doorway to the tent of meeting. So that tells you, Bizman Shepsuchin, when the doors are open, not at the time when they're locked. Now that verse is only written about the Mishkan. Ella, so apparently, what applies to the Mishkan applies to the Mikdash. Ela Ashkechan Mikdash Dikri Mishkan. So therefore, you have to say the answer is the Mikdash is called Mishkan. U Mishkan Dikri Mikdash, and the Mishkan is also called the Mikdash. The Gemara says, one second, Mishlo Mikdash Dikri Mishkan, that the Mikdash is sometimes called Mishkan that I have. The verse says, V'nasatis Mishkan Ibisochachem, I'm going to place my Mishkan in your midst. Ela Mishkan Dikri Mikdash, where do we see that the Mishkan was called Mikdash? Ninalan, if you want to save it's on the verse. V'nasa Kahasim, and the tribe of Kahas will travel. Nosei HaMikdash, who carry the Mikdash. Hikimus HaMishkan, and they'll put it up. What are they putting up? They're putting up the Mishkan. So you see that the Mishkan is called Mikdash, Ad Olam, until everybody else arrives. But that's not such a proof, says the Gemara in Daf Beis and Beis. Because Ahuba Aram Ksiv. When it said that the Bnei Kahas are carrying the Mikdash, it means that they're carrying the Aron, that which is Mekudash, the source of the holiness of any sacred building. Ella, rather, says the Gemara, how do we know that the Mishkan was called Mikdash? Nehacha from the verse, where Moshe tells the Jews, Hashem is saying, Vasuli Mikdash, make for me a Mikdash, the Shachanti, and I'll be residing this Ocham in their midst. So again, bottom line, according to the Gemara, we have an argument in the Mishnah. When you have the alleyway, the Mavoi, and rabbinically you're not allowed to carry within the Mavoi until you do something to fix the Mavoi. What do you have to do? You have to put, well, you have three options. You can fix the Mavoi either with a beam at the side, you can fix the Mavoi with a beam at the top, a cross beam, or with a full door frame. So the Mishnah says, if your cross beam at the top is too tall, it's above 20 amos, you have to lower it. If you disagree, you don't have to lower it. Says the Gemara, what's the argument all about? I'll tell you what the argument's all about. On the one hand, the verse says about the Karban Shlamim, you have to slaughter it, El Pesach Oel Moed, to the Pesach of the Oel Moed. Okay, in the Mishkan, that meant that the opening of it towards the direction of the opening of a tent. Fine. But once it got to the Beis HaMikdash and there was a building built, it didn't mean the opening of a tent. It meant the opening of the building. Now, there actually were two openings to the building. There was the opening to the room called the Heichal, and in front of that, ahead of that, there was the T part of the building, which was the opening to what's called the Ulam. The Ulam was very big. It was 40 amos tall, the opening. So, according to Yehuda, the Ulam and the Heichal are the same thing. They have the same level of holiness. You could have slaughtered your Karban Shlamim just facing the opening of the Ulam. As long as the Ulam is open, you can slaughter the Karban Shlamim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if it's the same thing, so therefore, this is all included in the words Pesach Ol Moed. So you see that a Pesach, a doorway, can be very tall, you know, 40 amos tall. Whereas according to the Chachamim, Pesach Ol Moed refers only to the Heichal, not to the Ulam. And the Heichal was only 20 amos tall. That's what they say, that a doorway, a Pesach, can only be 20 amos tall. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Both according to the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda, why are you only thinking about the Oel Moed and the phrase of the Pasuk, Pesach Oel Moed? Think about the Mishkan. There was another opening, and that was the opening to the courtyard around the Oel Moed. So why don't you derive from the verse that says Pesach Shara Chatzer? And we know that that was different dimensions. That's what the verse says about the courtyard all around. The length of the courtyard was Me'a Ba'amo was 100 Amos. Rochav, the width, was Chamishim B'Chamishim, 50 Amos. Bekomo Chamish Amos. And the height of the courtyard was 5 Amos, only 7.5 feet tall. So then it says, that's true about the north side and the southern side and the western side. But on the eastern side, it says, Chamish Esri Amos, Kloim Lakase, 15 Amos worth of tapestries for one shoulder. It says, and then on the other shoulder, 15 amos worth of tapestries. So that means, what do you have in the middle? You have in the middle 20 amos. Because if you have, here we can have again another picture in the back of this Gemara or in the Ma'or picture book. This is picture 7. So if you look at the picture of the courtyard of the Mishkan, so you have, it's 100 amos long. That's on sides north and south. Then on the western side, it's 50 amos long. And on the eastern side, at the entrance, you only have 15 amos on the left side, 15 amos on the right side. So if you have 50 amos square, you have a 50 amos side, and only 15 amos on each side are filled in, that means you have a 20 amos gap in the middle. You have a 20 amos opening in the middle. So that means that the width, instead of saying the width here of opening should be 10 amos, which is what we said, we should say that the width should be 20 amos. So malahalam, so, and we should go even further. The height, instead of saying that the height could be 20 amos or 40 amos, we should say the height should be 5 amos. Malahalam chamesh birochav esrim, just like over there, it's a height of 5 with a width of 20. Let's say here the definition of a Pesach should be avkan chamesh, should be the height of 5, birochav esrim, with the width of 20. So the Gemara says, no. In this verse, it says, Pesach Shar HaChatzer. So Pesach Shar HaChatzer means that to be called opening a gate of courtyard, these are the dimensions, 20 wide and 5 high. Pesach Shar HaChatzer, Pesach Stam Aloik. This is not the definition of a regular Pesach. Regular Pesach that we derive from Pesach Ohel Moed. Ibai same alternatively, I'll tell you another answer. Kik Siv Klaim Chamesh HaSi Amal HaKatev.
when it says that the kla'im were 15 amos on each side, the gova hu d'ksin. That's not referring to how long they were. That's referring to how tall they were. Again, look at picture 8. Actually, the opening may have been less than 20 amos wide. But on each side of that opening, you had these very long, very tall tapestries, these kla'im. So Gemara says, gova, the height of the kla'im is going to be 15 amos. Haksib, but doesn't it say about the courtyard, the height all around with komo is 5 amos, the height all around was 5 amos. And look, Gemara says, no, what that means is, 5 amos misas mizbeach ulamala, from the top of the mizbeach itself, the mizbeach of Hitzon. The outer mizbeach was 10 amos, so from the top of the mizbeach and above, there was another 5 amos of tapestry to hide the Kohen who's standing on the mizbeach, so people shouldn't be able to look at it. Right, going back to the issues before, what's the definition of a Pesach, of a doorway? Rabbi Yehuda asks the Gemara, you're suggesting Rabbi Yehuda Marav said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mipischol Shel Ulam Gamar, he derives from the opening of the Ulam, which was 40 amos tall and 20 amos wide, asks the Gemara, but our Mishnah goes on to say, Arachav Master Amos Yimaid, if the opening is more than 10 amos wide, you have to reduce the width. The low poly Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue. Aye, but if he's learning from the Ulam, he should be arguing because he should be saying you can have the width of 20 amos. The same way he's going to say you're going to have a height of 40 amos, he should say you should be able to have a width of 20 amos. Amar Abaya, Abaya answered, please give me Brisa. Okay, Rebita doesn't argue in the Mishnah, but in a Brisa we do have him arguing. The time he's looking at a Brisa, Rachel me yes, or amos he might. If the width of the Mavui opening is more than 10 amos, you have to reduce that. If you don't, Rebita says in a Tzarech Lamai, you don't need to reduce it. Why doesn't the Mishnah record this argument? That's the Gemara, Palik Vagova, who had done the Rachba. Since the Mishnah has him arguing against the height restriction, you can also the Tana of the Mishnah felt you could also derive from that he would also argue about the width restriction. Ask the Gemara. So now you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda is deriving from the opening of the Ulam. Mavoi shugavoa me'esim ama, a mavoi which is taller than 20 amos, you might, he has to reduce the korah, the height. Rebuda machshir, Rebuda says it's kosher, adar boim v'chamishim ama, so 40 or 50 amos of height. Tani bar kapara, bar kapara's version of this brisa, was Rebuda says it's allowed ad mea, until 100 amos. Okay, so additionally bar kapara, according to bar kapara, when he says he can be 100 amos tall, kuzma, it's just exaggerating, fine. Ella, the Rebbe Yehuda, but according to the version of the Brisa, Rebbe Yehuda says till 40-50, my guzma. It's not an exaggeration. He's saying 40 or 50. So Bishma the Rebbe Yehuda Arbayim Gomer Pischol Shel Ulam. Okay, 40 that you derive from the Ulam. Ela Chamisha Minali. How would he ever get to the number of 50? You could have an opening that was 50 amos tall. So Amar Chizda, Sir Chizda said, the truth really is Rebbe Yehuda does not derive that the opening can be 40 amos tall from the ulam. Hamas nisat isay l'rav. This brisa fooled Rav. The Tanu didn't brisa mav vishugavu amesim ama yosim epischo shel heichal yema'ed. The brisa says if the korah of the mavui is higher than 20 amos, which would mean it's higher than the opening of the heichal, then you should reduce it. So Rav figured, Husavar, mid Rabbanim Pischol Shel Heichal Gami. If the Rabbanan's number of 20 amos comes from the opening of the Heichal, Reb Yehuda says you don't need to reduce that which is 20 amos tall, mi Pischol Shel Ulam Gama. He's deriving from the opening of the Ulam. But below, the whole thing is wrong. Reb Yehuda mi Pischol de Malachim Gama. Reb Yehuda is not deriving from the Ulam. Reb Yehuda's point is, what is called a Pesach? What is called a doorway? In the big houses of the kings, they have huge, huge doorways. Higher than 20 amos. That's all his point is. There's no verse for it. It's just the way you walk around Yerushalayim. You can see such things. Says the Gemara of Rabbanan and the Rabbanan. If they're derived from the opening of the Heichal, the boat loses Keichal. They should say that the only way something is a doorway is if it has doors. It has to have doors. It's not enough just to have a cross beam at the top. It should have to have doors. Alamatznan. Why do we learn in the Mishnah? To fix the mavui and enable you to carry in it through a sheet of mavuos. Bisham, I say you have to do a beam at the top, a cross beam, plus a beam at the side, a lefty.
Bisil omrim lechi o kora. Bisil will say either a cross beam, a kora, or a lechi, or a beam at the side. Lassos, but no one says you have to have doors. We should say you should have to have doors. Answers the Gemara, lassos heichal, the doors of the heichal, it's neos ba'almu hu davidan. They were just made there not to create a pesach. It's a pesach because of the door opening. But the doors are there to create modesty, just to hide what's going on inside. Elamayata, now this is the case. Lotani leitzuras ha-pesach. Again, if we're deriving from the mavui, we derive the mavui from the opening of the heichal, a regular door frame, which is what all of our eruvin are. Our eruvin are just door frames. The door frame shouldn't work. So heichal, tzuras ha-pesach havia, because the heichal had a door frame. It was only 10 amos wide, and not more than 10 amos. So the door frame shouldn't be able to help if it's more than 10 amos. Alamatam, why do we have in our Mishnah? If the front of the mavui has a door frame, even if that is wider than 10 amos, in a tzarech lamayit, you don't have to reduce it. So the Gemara says, listen, this whole logic that we're learning from the opening of the Heichal is of Rav's view. We once know that Rav Yehuda taught this Mishnah to the son of Rav, in front of Rav, and he said to him, if you have an opening of the mavui which is wider than 10 amos, if it's a kora fixing the mavui or a lechi fixing the mavui, you have to reduce that opening. But if it is a tzuras ha-pesach fixing the mavui, eino tzarech lamayit, you don't need to reduce the size, the width of that opening. And Amar Leh, and Rav himself said, asnaya, change it. The way to read the Mishnah is that even if it's a tzuras ha-pesach, tzarech lamayit, you need to reduce the width, because even the tzuras ha-pesach is derived from the heichal, and in the heichal the openings were 20 amos tall and 10 amos wide, and not more than 10 amos wide and not more than 20 amos tall. Adkan, Daf Beis of Maseches Eruvin.